B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A lot of people sent me this story. A Washington State man riding shotgun in an old Buick was arrested after fleeing a hit-and-run accident and leading police in a high-speed chase on an interstate freeway. Meanwhile, the driver, his pet pit bull, got off scot-free.
The pit bull was driving?
Bizarrely enough, yes. Yeah, so here, let me try to explain. It was Sunday near Seattle. Police arrested 51-year-old man who told them that he was teaching his dog how to drive.
God, how old was the dog? Was it of age?
I hope so. The man was apparently steering the car from the passenger seat.
What?
Reports say the man, whose name was not released, was driving his 1996 Buick on Interstate 5 when he allegedly struck two vehicles and then fled north. The car was spotted on the interstate, and officials said that the vehicle was driving more than 100 miles an hour.
You don't teach a dog to drive at that speed.
When they began pursuit, the vehicle left the freeway, then drove onto nearby Centennial Trail, a rails-to-trail bike path. The chase finally ended after police were able to deploy spike strips.
And police, how about bacon strips?
Police found the man seated in the passenger seat and his dog behind the wheel.
I guess he was sitting
in the passenger seat. He must have had his foot on the accelerator, which I don't know how the hell you do that because there really aren't any cars that have that bench seat in the front
anymore. So I used to be able to do that in my Bonneville, Preston, where I could drive the car from the passenger seat doing that. But
this was decades ago. It was a Buick.
Yeah.
It was a 1996 Buick. They wouldn't have had those then.
No, they would not have.
So anyhow, the man appeared to have been steering for the canine because his dog was behind the wheel. He was arrested on suspicion of DUI, reckless driving, and hit and run, fleeing and eluding as well. Wow. Okay. A martial artist in India broke a Guinness World Record when he used his elbow to crush 256 walnuts in 1 minute.
Wow.
Guinness World Records reviewed the evidence from the attempt and announced that Muhammad Rashid had broken a record 229 walnuts, which was set by an Indian martial artist, Pragbar Reddy.
You did it, Muhammad. You did it.
The record-keeping organization said Rahid smashed 256 walnuts during his December 2019 attempt.
And now what?
He is a multiple record holder, having previously set Guinness records for breaking walnuts with his head.
Okay, we saw that.
Yes.
Okay.
Same guy. As well as smashing beverage cans with his elbow and coconuts with his head. Ow.
Coconuts?
How can you
now
do that?
Now you're talking, yeah.
Those things are incredibly hard. Wow. Okay. This is hilarious. A woman, and I saw the pictures, turned bright green after using out-of-date fake tanner.
Oh, no.
Leaving her friend saying she looked like the Wicked Witch of the West, which she did. Jenny Coleman claims a friend teased her that she was a dead ringer for the infamous Oz villain after revealing her tanning disaster. And she apparently had slapped on a couple of layers of fake tan while enjoying a glass of wine at home as she self-isolated. But the following morning, she almost cried when she saw herself in the mirror and realized she was bright green from head to toe. Jenny was forced to repeatedly shower using exfoliant in a desperate bid to banish the neon glow. She said it took a few days to properly come off. I spent all weekend trying to scrub it off. Put me off tanning for a bit.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Before she put it on, she said it had a little green tint to it, but she didn't think it was that bad. She said the kids were like, "It does look a bit green, Mom, but I thought it would be all right." And instead, she woke up the next day and she was full on green from head to toe.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Breckenridge woman who tried to shoo a moose away from the road.
A moose?
Was trampled and taken to a hospital for her injuries.
Why don't you forget the moose?
I can't.
For a moment.
The incident occurred.
I was trampled, Lloyd!
About. How'd you get in here, Mr. Dobler?
You know, but there's...
Oh, no, that's not Mr. Dobler. Yeah. It's Miss Court.
Mr. Court.
I'm sorry, yeah.
How do people... Again, do you not know the reputation of the Mises? That's plural of Mises.
I know, but listen, I saw a moose and her... I think it was her son, could have been her daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
While I was...
Why do you automatically assume...
But as I was climbing Mount Washington,
right.
There was a moose calf and her offspring. And, I mean, they're just majestic. And
Do you have any urge to go over, knowing what we know, and start effing with them?
I stayed on the trail.
Yeah,
I stayed on the trail.
I saw one when I was at Yellowstone. It was crossing a river, and I put a carrot in my mouth, and I went over.
You are so good. It is a pleasure to meet you.
This happened 6 p.m. Saturday. Randy Hampton, Colorado Parks Wildlife, said that based on witnesses' report, the woman saw the moose in the road as a car was trying to pass the moose. She then tried to shoo it away, and she was attacked by the moose. Shoo, moose.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
She was very close to the moose at that time. She was knocked down, trampled, received injuries, and was taken to the hospital. Parks and Wildlife officers went to the scene of the incident and found two moose in the area, two young bulls, one with antlers and one without. It was determined the moose without antlers was the one who attacked the woman, and they had to put the moose down. It's protocol if a person is attacked and injured
put
by
the
a moose.
Put the person down. No, I agree. You know, a moose to me sort of seems like an at-at. You know, they have those...
Yeah.
Right? You know, those it's sort of the same sort of design.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Hampton said that there have been two other recent moose encounters in the area, including the encounter between a woman and a moose that was caught on video in February.
A moose?
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
For the most part, the moose tend to be fairly docile and tolerant of people. However, they are not afraid of people. He said the best way to handle seeing a moose is to keep as much space between you and the animal as possible.
A moose will tend to be very receptive and accommodating. They always ask what your pronoun is.
Yes. That's right, yes. People aren't supposed to be gathering together in groups. We know this, obviously.
Really?
The owners of the Hot Water Comedy Club in Liverpool, England, said that they were showing clips of a comedian on Facebook Live from when the club was still open, and this led to a concerned viewer contacting police to report the club for violating bans on large gatherings. So 20 cops went down to this place.
Wow.
One of the owners said that the officers found the club was closed, made sure nobody was inside, and then left, but they actually went and checked on it. That's too funny. A Northeast Florida man is accused of spraying the doors of a pet store with a container labeled COVID-19. Witnesses told investigators that just before noon Sunday, the man later identified as David Randolph White was seen spraying the substance on and around the entrance doors of the business.
So let me get this straight. You can't find hand sanitizer anywhere, but there's all sorts of COVID-19 containers all over the place?
Bottled up and ready to go. He reportedly made statements to the employees and patrons in the area that they were now infected with COVID-19. Investigators found White after witnesses at the PetSmart store where the incident happened provided pictures of his truck and other information that led to his Facebook page. Now, White was arrested on charges that included the threatened use of a weapon or hoax weapon of mass destruction. He was later released from jail on bonds totaling $15,000. But a woman who claims to know him posted on Facebook that the incident happened after White went to the pet store with a woman who is undergoing treatment for cancer and got into a dispute with an employee after spraying the entry doors with a disinfectant. So they may have been giving this woman, somebody may have been giving her a hard time for trying to disinfect the doors, and he took issue with that. So
I want that gerbil.
I don't know what the full story is. All right, one more thing. An off-duty Los Angeles Police Department officer self-quarantining after testing positive for coronavirus actually had to fire at an apparent car burglar in front of his home early Monday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the officer went outside around 2 o'clock in the morning, saw a man trying to get into his car. This is Officer Rosario Cervantes.
I can't come out.
The officer confronted the man who appeared to have a weapon, prompting the officer to pull out his sidearm and fire. The man was not hit, and he ran away. But the dude was sick, and he had to deal with somebody trying to break into his car.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do?
Detectives who investigate LAPD officer shootings were told about the officer's positive test. As of Sunday, at least 26 LAPD employees have tested positive for coronavirus.
Well, they're on the front lines as well. They're out there, you know, doing their job and encountering a lot of people. They still got to do what they do.
Yeah, all of them, they've been asked to self-quarantine, but I didn't think about that. Some of the police resources, you know, if they start getting sick, can dwindle. So there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.